It is music by Aixa and Salvador with Salt and Saker. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate the fact that you're choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, we're going to get into the conversation with Louis Monana, the man who made his first million at 28. What do you know?
26.
At 26. What do you know about that? Namibia's golden boy.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he's been accused. He's been accused of having 100 personalities. Louis Monana, my guy, how are you doing?
Good. How's it going?
I think straight off the bat, I think we need to ask you, my guy. How? Okay, again, we've asked you this question before, but just to the benefit of everyone once again, especially the continent.
A lot of people are really asking on our WhatsApp line.
How do you pronounce your name?
Yeah.
That's like the craziest thing, Louis.
Well, it's L-U-I-S.
Yeah.
So there are three variations, yeah? There's L-U-I-S, and then there's L-U-Z. I mean, L-U-I-Z, and then there's L-O-U-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so L-U-Z is a Brazilian way. L-O-U-I-S is the English way.
Mm.
L-U-I-S is a Portuguese way. So in Portuguese, it's Luis.
Uh-huh.
Eluish, because I have Angolan ancestry somewhere there.
Yeah.
I have Congolese ancestry somewhere there. And then I'm Namibian, so
okay.
Luish.
All right, which one do you prefer? Luish.
At this point...
you'll take whatever?
At this point, I'll take whatever because I just want you to say my name properly, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Luish it is.
Yes. Oh, just Louis. It's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Louis. Yeah. You know why you're confusing us?
How is that confusing?
No, because he just asked you which one do you prefer.
It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is just... As long as I know you're referring to me, it's fine. You
okay.
Know?
Okay.
All right, we'll take it.
It's just like Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy.
Diddy.
Yeah, no, he's going through a midlife stuff. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get right into how you got chosen for Young, Famous, and African. How did that process go about? No. Before we get there, I have a bone to pick with you.
You have a bone to pick with me? What
you
did
don't
I do?
Check me, ne?
How did I check you?
You don't check me.
How did I check you,
Didn't I tell this guy that he's going to be on that show and he was mad at me?
No, because
he was sketching. He's like, I signed an NDA, and I'm like, I'm not going to say it,
because you're also out here trying to expose stuff. I signed NDAs and stuff. I signed NDAs.
But admit it, we were the first to figure it out.
No, you were
the first.
Yeah, right here at Fresh FM, you guys were the first to figure it out. So definitely.
So tell us, how did you get chosen for the show?
Somebody sent me a DM.
Okay.
On Instagram, saying that, yo, Louis, the producers are interested in having you on the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a spam. Like, it has to be a hack or something, you know?
Mm.
And then I sort of responded like, ha, 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 nice one. Like, nice try, you know? Mm. So, you guys are joking.
Yeah.
And then I ignored it. And then I got 2-3 emails from other producers just saying, like, dude, we are serious about it. Like, this is who we are. This is... And I was like, oh, this is really happening. So it was quite a long process because it took about a month just to vet me, just to make sure that I am worthy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that you are who you are.
I am who I am. There was a lot of, like, surprisingly, you need to have a background check, like legalities, you need police clearances, you need, they need access to your social media and stuff like that, just to see that you're not some serial rapist or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Need access to your social media?
That's the story for another day. So I think it's just Netflix protecting Netflix brand,
of
you know
course,
what I'm saying? Because it's such a huge platform, so if... Let's say they hire a criminal that's known, that like someone that's a known criminal in Namibia, that won't play out well if people find out and all of that. So
All right. Now listen, let's get right into it, okay?
Yeah.
Watching the show, I'm not gonna lie to you, Louis. I was annoyed. Actually, I had a mixed bag of emotions. Okay.
Yeah.
I was annoyed. I was angry, but at the same time, I was happy when you finally stood up for yourself. When Nadia decided to also to back you up.
Yeah, that one, so I was so happy.
I was so happy with that. Yeah. So let's discuss the Bonang thing straight off the bat. Or should we call her maybe? You know what? In the late AKA's famous words, shall we call her Beyonce?
No. She's no.
We are not respecting Beyonce like that.
No, please respect. Do not ever disrespect Beyonce by comparing Beyonce to that other lady.
Finally,
that
someone
other lady.
No. That other lady.
No.
So let's talk about that other lady. Did you have a sit down with this other lady off camera pertaining to the drama?
Yeah.
The first time I met that other lady was when we met on camera. So, I had no idea she was going to be there because I was told Swanky is inviting me for dinner and I'm going to meet Swanky for dinner. That's what I was told. Mm. So getting there, I see Fantana is there, Zari is there, and then she's there as well. So I was like, okay, cool. This is actually the perfect chance for me to, you know, just
once again reiterate
like once again,
that I'm
just emails were sent to the agent. Well, she was here physically in my presence in Windhoek, Namibia. I did apologize. I sent an email to her agent, the booking person, and all of that. So
you did your part.
I did my part. So I was like, okay, the common courtesy is when I see you again after such a long time, years have passed, let me just be cordial and go like, yo, you know what, like, I'm really sorry about last time and all of that happened, but we're here now. I mean, we in this beautiful friendship group.
Yeah.
So.
Not really, quote unquote.
Yeah, like we cool, right? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But she knows you, right? Like she knows you.
Of course she does. Come on.
No. She knows Luis.
Like, that's why I was so confused.
No, she knows Luis.
I think it's a thing of I think when I mentioned, I think she felt I wasn't on her stature, like on her league or whatever.
Yeah.
But then me going there saying, yo, dude, I have an MCC that's mine, that's owned. Because she has legal problems or whatever with her ownership and stuff. And I direct, I produce. My show has been airing in the US, in Canada, in you know what I'm saying, all these other places. So it's a thing of, oh, okay, cool. So there's someone that's actually on my league, you know what I'm saying?
The moment that he mentioned the MCC.
Probably.
It was Klanar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because at this point, like, I wouldn't have necessarily say that I know Bonang, but I've been following Bonang since I was very, very young. And also, I've seen her on so many different platforms, especially with reality TV, right?
Yeah.
And I could already see on her face, she was like, who's this guy? Let me he follows me. And I'm like, yeah, but you know him. But regardless, thanks for actually breaking that down. But there's actually a part where you mentioned on social media that during the filming, she and her team, even her PA, pulled up on Luis, telling him to retract comments that he made in the confessionals.
Yeah.
How did that play about? What was that?
So, I won't lie, it was a very surreal moment because I think at that time, I didn't know what she was told. Because all I got was, I'm trying to apologize to this woman and she's attacking me. So I was like, where is this coming from? What is going on? So I only found out when I watched the show what really happened, because all of us watched the show at the same time.
That's what happens.
So I was like, oh, this is what so-and-so said about me. Oh, this is what...
put her guard up.
You know what I'm saying? So I also only found out with the rest of the world. So, but during filming, it was... because I was filming for about 3 to 4 months. And then during that period, I came to Namibia once for one day in and out.
Yeah.
And that day that I came here was to consult lawyers, because that's how intense it got. Because I was filming and I'm being served legal papers. I'm being DM'd, WhatsApped, inboxed by her team. Even her herself on Instagram was like, yo, send us your info. The lawyers are going to reach out because you have to retract what you said in episode what and what of filming. I'm like,
how does she know
yeah,
about what you said if the editor's cut was not ready? You guys were still in midst filming.
No. She was taking it from what she heard I said.
She was saying I should
retract my lies. The lies that I told about her. I should retract that so that doesn't air on the show. And I should issue a public apology on social media. So I was like, how do I issue a public apology of a show that hasn't aired yet? While we are busy filming, that doesn't make sense at all.
I'm not lying.
And I'm like, dude, I'm not lying. I have evidence. I have flight.
But we knew
itinerary.
She was booked for the event. Yeah.
That's like what I said. I'm like, dude, there are people flown in from Uganda, from South Africa.
Yeah.
You are one of them. they are artists and stuff. Like, everybody knows you're here. The hotel bookings, the flights, everything. Everybody knows you're here. So what exactly am I retracting? And then the lawyers are like, no, you can't issue an apology during production because you're still filming. Because then Netflix is going to sue you because what are you exposing?
No,
you are
definitely.
Exposing story and all of that.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was bad because...
It was stressful, hey?
Yeah, it was stressful because I'm getting lawyers while I'm in South Africa. So I'm like, I was very paranoid. I'm like...
And it's not your home. It's not,
it's not my home country. So I was scared. I was like, what if one day I'm filming and then there's cops showing up arresting me? Because I did not know the law at the time.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
all I know is I'm being summoned by lawyers. I'm being sued for lying.
Yeah.
So anything could happen at any time. So I was like, I need to get out of here because I don't feel safe anymore. That's how it was. So
it's 7:29 right now. We're speaking exclusively to Louis Monanda, Namibia's golden boy. Stick around. We'll be back in a bit.
In a scattered world, we crave connection. Connecting with the crowd.
Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 7:31 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 7:31, it is Louis Monanda time. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, I mean, before we went on the break, we were still discussing that other lady, who actually at this point, I don't think she deserves a mention on Namibia's biggest radio station. Louis, my question at this point for you is this, right?
Can you be...
My question for you at this point is this, Louis. Do you think, especially now considering the fact that, you know what I mean, she's being Arkopek and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Bonang will get to a point where she will apologize, Louis? Especially, not even to you. Just to apologize that to the country. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Twitter, basically, she is, or I was informed she's liking stuff where... You know, when you don't want to apologize, but you are liking stuff which says like, yo, dude, you are really wrong for that. You know what I'm like? So there was gains here and there. And then she did comment on one or two posts to say, askies, you know what I'm saying?
Askies for what?
So like when someone says, yo, B, that was really wrong. So sent this. Like the boy was telling the truth. Then she's like, askies, booty. Or she's liking... Or like,
oh, I hear what you mean. Yeah,
About people saying like, dude, you are wrong. She was like, you know, so it's like you're acknowledging that you are wrong, but then
taken the step to apologize. Yeah. So it doesn't really count for anything.
Yeah. So the ego and pride just doesn't allow you to come out and just say it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I think we are in such a society that apologizing is seen as this. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be so weak. I'll seem like I came down from my throne and I apologize. I mean, wrong is wrong, guys, and right is right.
Yeah.
If you did something wrong, just come out and say, I'm sorry. That doesn't take anything away from you. So I think if this was me, it would be a teachable moment to say that, yes, I am so-and-so. I messed up. I apologize. I'm sorry. Then people will even respect you. Like, you know what? We're all human. We all make mistakes.
Exactly.
So this is this humanity thing that's lacking in showbiz or whatever. Just a thing of, I am special. I'm a god. I'm a what. So I cannot do things that mere mortals do, like apologizing. Mm. Like, to me, that's something dumb. Mm. That's stupid.
You know what, Shaquan and Louis? I think I am... Shaquan, you know this. I'm a patriot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a patriot, and anyone that that really brings a bad light to my country, we're gonna have a problem.
Yo, we're gonna fight.
We're gonna have a problem. So I want to ask you this, Louis, as well as the rest of the country.
Yeah.
083-000-1029.
Yeah.
Call in.
As a country, for once in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Do we take a stand as a country?
Yeah.
And do we say Bonang will not and should not get a booking in this country?
I mean, I would have to say, to add on to that, you know what it is like, even with
why must she come here?
Yeah.
For what?
But like, you know, with event organizers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They are booking brands that are relevant today, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anything away from what the queen has done for herself, okay? But what I'm saying is, her brand is not relatable anymore, even in our space. So So if someone has to book her, what exactly would it be for? But also, you've disrespected not only our brother, but you've disrespected,
the whole country. The whole country.
We are now known as the desert people. But what I do have to say is props to her, because she has really boosted our tourism. Have you seen how many South Africans are even intentionally booking their holidays
to
now?
Try and see. Yeah.
And even hashtagging, oh, the desert is actually really nice.
It's really dope.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, so Luis, where's your stance there?
So my stance is, you know my history with the whole family situation. Mm. Namibia has made me who I am today. I am where I am because of my surroundings, because of my country, because of where I come from. So it's fine. You can insult me all you want, but don't come for my people.
Yeah.
Don't come for my country, because that is just, it's low. That is the lowest of low that anybody could do. Plus, what exactly are you saying? Because in that moment you are saying, yeah, you must go back to your country, go back to your desert and stuff like that. So what are you saying exactly? You know, that's
it's so much more,
especially in a xenophobic climate.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
like, you know how we feel when we're in South Africa as a foreigner. Mm. You are scared because anything could happen, and you making such statements, and you you like have a fan base, and anything could happen. You know, like, so it's a very dangerous thing to say, but I do agree, because it's like, if you come for a Nigerian, Nigerians will come for you.
Exactly.
If you come for a South African, South Africans will come for you.
For you.
They will protect their own, because I can insult Luis because I'm Namibian type of thing. It's like, I can bully my siblings because that is my sibling.
Yeah, But don't you dare
say anything about my sibling. Don't you dare say anything about my friend. Only I can say that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is the attitude that has been adopted by Namibians. Actually, it's a thing of, you guys can, we can talk trash about Luis, but nobody else can do that.
You
know what I'm saying? So in that way, I really felt like the people had my back. I feel protected and all of that, because it's a very scary thing to like navigate.
And I think I also have to give props to our Namibian brothers and sisters right now, because the way that we, you know what, we are actually a very peaceful country.
We are really peaceful.
We're chilled.
Yeah.
But on the real though, the way that they just came through with even the receipts themselves to really show that, listen, like, our boy wasn't lying. Mm. But regardless, you mentioned something about family, and that really ringed something in my head right now. Make us understand how you got excommunicated. Not how you got excommunicated, we saw the show, but how exactly does that work?
Yeah, like, how did, like,
being excommunicated from your church? Sorry,
like, when you said that, that's the first time I heard of it. A church,
you never doing
generally.
That. You never heard of that.
No, I've never, me neither.
I know Runu is overly, is a very religious town. I mean, like, it has very, very deep religious roots.
Yeah.
Because especially the choral industry, they have fantastic singers there, and so I follow the choral vibes a lot. But I didn't know about the excommunicating or that being a factor. How does this work, bro?
So, when you, there are certain religious organizations that you join, and once you are an official member, you could be attending for years or whatever, but until you take an oath, or until you go through a certain procedure,
like a baptism process,
basically. So that means you are officially part of that organization. So once, when
you say organization,
also, you know what I mean, right? It's like,
okay, church, for a lack of a better word, you are part of the church community.
Yeah.
So obviously there are certain rules and regulations, because as part of the church community, you need to be an example to the country, to your community, and so forth. So when you do something that's against those norms, so for me it was Big Brother Africa, getting in the house, falling in love, having sex inside the house, coming out, continuing that relationship, because sex before marriage is a sin. It's fornication, you know. And I did it in such a public platform. So when I did get out, it was a thing of you did X, Y, and Z. Take steps to repent, which is what I did. I repented, basically, but then I still continued my worldly lifestyle. So basically things like, you know, modeling, being topless because it's nudity, being in the entertainment industry, going into the whole alcohol thing, and so my life was worldly in a sense, so I wasn't exemplary anymore. So that means I had to be cut off to say that you are no longer part of us, because you cannot go out there identifying yourself as one of us, because you are setting a bad example in a lack of so many words. So that means anybody who's part of the church cannot communicate with you anymore. So socially, you can't engage anymore. You can't talk. You can't chill. You can't do things together anymore, because it doesn't matter who it is. Mother, father, brother, sister, and so forth. You are cut off from that community. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is. And they also want to reach out to you, but they can't, because then they would also be in breach of contract. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
so they love you. They love you. They care for you. They watch you from afar. There are exceptions to the rule, like extreme illness, extreme something, something. It has to be extreme. Then only can you
can come in contact.
Yeah,
with
you can
them,
come
really.
In contact and so forth. So that is basically what it happened. So I can go back if I want to, but me going back means I can't sell Razul. I can't sell alcohol. I can't do like my fashion week stuff, because it's seen as worldly. I can't. There's so much of me that I will lose.
We won't be able to see your abs.
No,
anymore.
You won't. You won't be able to see my abs. I can't do entertainment. I can't be on Netflix anymore, because it's like it's a worldly platform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with all this cussing, all this swearing,
it's circular,
the backstabbing and all of that. So I can go back if I want to, but
you'd
that
have
means
to give up this.
It's like I'm cutting off an arm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a big part of me that's going to be lost. So
I'm actually really curious, Luis. Like, which religion is this?
No.
You're not going to say. Okay,
no.
That's fine.
But it is Christian.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. So if you had to probably even tell us very quickly right now and briefly, because we're running a little bit out of time.
Yeah.
How that affected you being excommunicated from the church, yes, but most importantly, losing contact with your family. And then two, also, if you had to receive a call from your parents right now, what would you say to them?
it's something that's very difficult, because when you guys are going on holiday in December, I'm alone, because my friends are also going home to their family. You know what I'm saying? So yes, you have your friends and all of that. I do have a close community of friends that I do chill with here and there, like once in a while. I like, dude, I'm coming to your place for Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But you can't do that when you guys are going raving about Mother's Day, Father's Day, and you guys are posting with your families and you are chilling family trips and stuff. That is the most difficult time, because that is the time that I wish I had my...
It hits you more.
Yeah, I mean... I would love to go home. I would love to go to my childhood home where I grew up in Rundu. So the most painful part is being in Rundu for a gig or an event and not being able to
go home
in your childhood home. That's why people wonder, like, why don't you come to Rundu? Why don't you come to Rundu? You've abandoned us. Like, these are not the Kavango speaking. I'm like, if you guys only knew how hard it is for me to just enter Rundu, to stay in a hotel or a lodge, and I have a house just down the street, you know what I'm saying? And I cannot go there. So it really messes with you, with your psyche. That's why maybe that's why I'm a workaholic, because
I just push
everything into my work. I'm like, if anything, let me at least work well. Let my work at least succeed. Like, let me just be here, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's anything I would wish on anyone, but at the same time, I don't want to lose who I am. Because
that's true.
What I do employs people. What I do has created a whole industry, has pushed the industry forward. What I do is important. I think that is my calling in life. You know what I'm saying? First to do this, first to do cartoons, first show to air in the States, first to have a fashion week, first to have an MCC by a black person. You know what I'm saying? So these are all first. Now imagine if that is taken away. So it's crazy.
It's 7:44. Speaking to Louis Manana, you're more than welcome to give us your thoughts. 083-000-1029.
Great shout out to Louis from... Why am I saying Louis? to Louis from Gaza. He's tuned in and he's really enjoying the conversation.
Away the boy.
Goat himself is
tuning. The goat.
Yeah,
That's right. Pretty dope, man. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
What's good, man? We're back here again. Tell me, what are you most looking
for? Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It is Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan for hashtag Fresh Breakfast. Thank you so much for choosing us. Shaquan, you had someone that also gave you a special shout. That's for Louis. You mentioned Osi Dina's Caris.
Oh, Dina, yes. So Dina said that, Louis, I feel you when it comes to family. Mine wrote me off as well. Going home is never the same, and driving past home and not being able to go in is very heartbreaking. You're not alone, and one day I wish it all works out for us.
Man,
amen.
That is deep.
There's obviously a lot of people wanting your number and stuff, so
yeah, you know,
there's someone offering eggs on live.
Listen,
right now.
Oh, really?
let's talk about that for a second. Louis, look, yeah. I'm a father of two daughters, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Groot koppe.
Yeah.
but.
Oh, the one is a Damien.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You were the head boy.
It was vice head boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's great. Hey, academia.
Are you serious? That's dope.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Look at the connection.
I pay attention.
That's crazy.
You have to explain to me the single fatherhood, man.
Yeah.
I think you were you spoke on behalf of every maybe Namibian man that can do it if we don't have to stress about baby mama who does it. So you have to explain it to me, Luis, as I believe your bravery in saying, look, you just want the eggs.
No, look.
And you just want to do this thing alone. That single fatherhood.
Okay, I've dated and I've been okay. So my life right now, if I date you, we are talking like okay, not even before we are in a relationship.
Yeah,
still in the talking phase. We're talking. The next thing is send me money, or the next thing is please post me on your Instagram, or let's post together. So it's a thing of, do you really love me, or do you want what I have? Do you want my money?
Are you dating?
Who
do you
want me to post?
And then
who are these people?
And then I tried dating a celebrity on a public platform who's on the same level and stuff like that. It ended bad. It was a long distance thing. It was in Tanzania because I lived there for like a year. So my hope for relationships is just gone, but I still want to have a child. You know what I'm saying? I still want to father a child. So, and I take care of kids anyways.
You know how to change a diaper.
I do.
How do you start? What's the process?
Come on.
What goes first? The wipes or the Vaseline?
So me wanting a child is, I'm already taking care of kids. So, and I have the means. Plus, where am I going? Who's going to inherit all my stuff? I have assets, I have property, I have businesses, I have all these things. Who am I going to leave it to? I'm not going to leave it to people that are just going to come in like, yo, we're taking all of these things. You know what I'm saying? So somebody needs to inherit this. So, and my legacy as well. I want to see myself in another human being.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to groom. Plus, I want to start my own family. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Shaquan?
You know what, Ney? I don't want you to, just respecting what it is that you want for yourself, I don't want you to overlook how difficult single parenthood, if that's a thing.
But
you know,
I know what parenthood is like.
Okay. Yeah. No, how difficult it is. And I'm a single mom. Okay. So what it is as much as you have all these things that you've acquired for yourself and you've really done amazing for yourself and you want someone to carry that on to, you know, to the next generations and so forth, that child still needs a mother figure in their life. And what I mean is, like, even if you, God forbid, you're not here anymore, it's so much easier for even your family, boom, to show up one day and be like, he was our son, and take everything from your child.
Yeah, that's gonna be messed up, yo.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it happens, Louis. We've seen the nastiest of stories where family, when you're gone, we haven't spoken in 10 years, we haven't spoken
and
in 15 years.
They show up, empty the whole house, change the deeds and everything. But maybe just on the subject as well, what exactly is Luis looking for? What he said on the show, he's who stole this guy. He says he wants an intellectual person. So what is the criteria
to
give my ex to Luis?
So that the ladies can check themselves.
Yeah, exactly. What color nail polish do you like? Should they like reading? Should they be sapiosexuals? What are you into?
No, I just need someone who will help me build, because I've built and I need someone to like level things out. I don't want someone that's always going out and drinking, partying and stuff like that, because we need to nurture a human being. need to bring out this human, like the best out of them. So to me, these things are very important. Like, what are you saying to my child? Are you having, that's why I said like intellectual, because I don't want a dumb kid, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, what convos
are you having exactly. with my child? Like, yeah. What are you teaching my child? What values are you teaching my child? Like, I was brought up like in a very loving home, in a beautiful home. We have a yard, there was dogs, we had a garden and all of that.
Yeah.
And as strict as my upbringing was, it shaped me, you know? The strictness shaped me. That's why, like, in school, I did everything. I did sports, I did social clubs. I was number one or number two always, you know what I'm saying, academically and stuff like that. So those things
You know what? To balance the situation, okay, don't do too much. If you put the expectations a little bit too high, it's going to be hard, okay? Let me help you.
It has
you.
To.
I'm a puratina.
I have achieved.
Let me help you. No, that's fine. You have achieved. You've done your part, whatever it is. You're smart, number one, number two, sharp.
Yeah.
Maybe find someone that's going to compliment, not to say that you're not good looking, because brother, you are fine. You know, like a good looking hun, right?
Yeah.
To stabilize the situation. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is, with Namibian huns, will they accept a term of just giving the eggs?
Maybe why is she eating?
They are probably outside. That's why, like, it's easier to date outside, because it's like, yo, I can run to Namibia and then I'm like, yo, the child is in Namibia. This is my kid. Like, if you have to come and get this kid from Namibia, it has to be a whole process.
But
so,
James, we can laugh about it. We can joke about it, but honestly, being a parent is not easy. But the best advice that I can give you, honestly, is to pray about it. It is important that you even pray that you might want it, but you might not even be ready for it.
Yeah.
So pray that you are even going to be genuine and just ready for it in that moment to foster a really healthy relationship with the person that you're going to have a child with. Because it's not like, even if I'm the surrogate, I give birth and you take the baby away from me. Yes, that happens, but the child still needs to, you know, feel the mother's love, okay? So pray for whoever it is that you want, you know, God has for you to have that child with.
And that she ends up being more.
Yeah.
And exactly what you want her to be.
Exactly.
It's 801. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. The conversation may continue in the next hour. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
This is a song for December. Whenever.
That's why I'm bringing it back.
It is 8:08 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Louis Manana in studio. By the way, he is live on his Insta. You can check out his Insta live while also listening to us with your radio on the side. Louis, man, we said quite a number of things off air. But I tell you what, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Just now moving away from your brand itself on the show itself.
Yeah.
The drama that was going on with Abudi Andile.
Mm-hmm.
Am I? Mm-hmm. The two incredible women.
Oof. Rosette and Sibabatso. Oh my God.
I have to ask you.
Okay.
I have to ask you.
Dude.
I have to ask you this because I still can't answer this question myself.
How do you pronounce that?
Sibabatso.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Siba.
So let me ask you straightforward.
Exactly.
Straightforward. Straightforward, Louis.
Yeah.
Siba or Rosette?
Siba Bato.
Guys, you cannot do this to me. You cannot. Okay, wait. So fun fact.
Fun fact, okay.
So when I went to Zari's party,
when
I met Rosette and Siba,
I
didn't know they were Andile's baby mamas. I had no idea. And already I was already there. I was like, woo. So I was like, What?
And then
they were like, you dude, that's Andile's.
Yeah.
Those are Andile's that's Andile's baby mamas. So I was like, oh, okay, let me not start another drama. Let me just back off and so forth.
There's already a situation
with this. You know what I'm saying? So I was already like in a lot of things. So I said, you know what, just leave it. Plus Andile is a really nice guy. That's my brother.
Yeah,
I will not even I will turn it off, like switch it off. But the women are fire. Yo, for days.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still have debate. Debates in my private circles because oh my God, Seba.
No, Seba Bato is
also Rosette. She has this intense look like sisters.
The women are beautiful and their personalities, yo, incredible.
And their personalities also, right?
Also, so it's
yo, I love them.
So you wear a ring on your finger or something? You wear a lot of rings, hey?
I love rings.
What's up with them?
No. Especially considering the fact that there was one scene, Shaquan,
yeah,
where you had the ring on your marital finger. I think it was a Kanye Bowell or something.
No,
like that. Who was it?
It was Bonang.
It was Bonang.
Yeah, Bonang asked me why I'm wearing a ring on my marriage finger.
Yeah.
And I said to her, it's because I'm manifesting marriage.
Okay, explain that bit to me.
Like, so, it's a manifestation. You have to act like you already have what you want. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I already picture my family, my kids. I picture me taking over Hollywood. I picture me being a billionaire from a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? So that is what I operate on. My mind is already where I am. I've already seen it in my mind. The rest of the world is just waiting for things to manifest. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we've had this conversation years back where I said to you that, dude, I'm going to go here and here and here and here.
Yeah,
and this is the plan. And
yeah,
things
you did.
Things are just manifesting. Things are manifesting. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
You see, in Namibian culture, I understand what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
But in a Namibian way, many would say that is bad luck.
Yeah, they would. That's why I actually removed it, because someone said, just like, dude, that's bad luck. Just take it off. So I took it off immediately. So now my rings are just on the other fingers.
On the other fingers. Okay. But you still want to get there, isn't it?
I still want to get there. So
okay. All right.
It's a bad omen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Did it annoy you that Netflix got the translation wrong? Especially saying that it's
Oshibambo
instead of
Rukongali. Dude, you know, I got so much backlash, and there was even a whole debate on Facebook and Twitter about the subtitle. But I watched the show the day it came out, and the first thing I did was reach out to the director to say that there's a misrepresentation here, and I did mention that I'm from Rundu and I'm speaking Rukongali, and I do get how they could make that mistake, because maybe somebody else was busy with the subtitles, and they just felt like, oh, Namibia, Google, most spoken
language
is Oshivambo.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do understand there's human error there, but we are busy rectifying. I think it's rectified, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was, to me, like people are saying, it was a moment to show that because, like someone said on the voice note, it's very difficult for people to come out of Rundu and make it in Namibia. So the fact that I'm proud that I'm from Rundu, I'm speaking Rukwangali on Netflix, that is a huge deal for people back in Rundu. That is a huge deal for people that come from a town where we feel we are marginalized, or like we feel that we're not noticed. So for me to come out there and speak Rukwangali, it's like a sense of pride, you know what I'm saying? So they also felt like this was our moment as people from Rundu. This was our moment as Kavangos to shine. Mm. And yet here we are again when Netflix is sort of getting
being
it wrong.
It's
overshadowed. And so that was heartbreaking. But I did speak Rukwangali. Like I mentioned one word in the end, which was Kashipu, but everything else was
Rukwangali.
Yeah. Because, I mean, come on, truth is truth. Kavango regions, it's one of the poorest regions in the country.
Yes. Let's just be honest with it. Yeah.
Let's just be honest with it. It's one of the poorest regions in the country. We are forgotten in most cases. Comes to budgets and all of that, national budgets, we are forgotten, and we are always like last and so forth. So to me, I'm really proud to be from Kavango region, and I'm out there on Netflix on such a global scale and doing things. Proud Rundu boy, you know what I'm saying? Golden boy!
So, do you have any plans of, I don't know, starting projects back at home?
Yeah.
And if you probably even had to tell everybody who's listening right now who's from the 066 region, just how much you love them, you are going to continue representing them, what exactly would you say to them in Rukwangali?
There's a project that I'm working on already. There's a soup kitchen, like a community center that's already, it's constructed already, basically. It's almost done. So we're gonna inaugurate that. It's a center where people come for feeding, and the workers are gonna be there. It can be like a teaching center situation. It's quite a big building. That is almost done, so that's also something that I'm proud of. I'll be speaking more on that as things progress. So that to me is
top. That is insane.
That's top tier. So
you telling me you have a project right now that's almost done in Rundu, where you're gonna feed the underprivileged, and you're gonna have your puppies, your comedic lifetime puppies there to inspire the young ones. I mean,
wow, it's a nice building.
Wow.
Yeah. Hello, I'm still waiting.
What for what?
Oh, yeah, in Rukangali. Yeah.
What? No, come on. My mic is off. Wait.
Are you okay? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
No, he's fine.
Right. I'm good.
Okay, he's fine.
We'll do it towards the end, Shekwan.
Towards the end, yeah. Okay. Now, one expression that socials kept on throwing at you, especially before finishing the season, before seeing the other side of you, before seeing your real story of who you are, one expression that was thrown around on social was that you are too soft.
Yeah.
And that you're not representing the country, especially a Namibian man, on its stage. Obviously, later the story developed and we saw what it was for what it was.
Yeah.
But you are too soft. Is that something that you hear all the time, especially growing up, maybe even from women?
Yeah.
How do you react to that? And especially as a Namibian man, does it make you feel anything? Do you care about it? Is there an underlying issue there?
So I have extreme, not anxiety per se, but I can get from 0 to 100 very quickly.
Okay.
And when that happens, so it's very easy for me to get angry. So I have managed to master the art of trying to. I panic a lot. I overthink a lot, and I'm this perfectionist person. Like, even with my work, people who work with me know that that's how I am, because I'm like, it has to be right. You know what I'm saying? So there's a side to me that is very dark. Like, when I get angry, I just see black. You know what I'm saying? I see black, and when I see black, I'm capable of doing anything. So that's why I don't want to get to that stage, because it happened 3 or 4 times during my lifetime when I got very angry and I got to that bad place.
Yeah.
I just want to see blood. That's how bad it is. You know, like, I just want to see blood. Like, if you are coming for me and you make me angry, you get me to that point, I will want to hurt you. I want to see you bleed. I want to see you, like, really, really. So for me, being this soft person is because I do not want to get to that stage. It's a very dark side of me, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I have to, that I learned to suppress and all of that. And the softness is basically, we all can't be violent. We all can't shout. We all can't be, oh, I'm a womanizer, or I'm a player, or I'm going to be a drunkard. Like, we need to learn that as men, there's toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
So me being me is me showing you that you can be successful. You can have money. You can be rich. You can be all of these things.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the typical, stereotypical African man. It's okay to be in touch with your feelings. It's okay to be in touch with your emotions. It's okay to be. I mean, I am the way I am with kids because of my softness. I believe I am where I am because of my softness. So I've heard everything, you know, from being on Big Brother Africa and being on a continental platform where people are saying anything and everything about you. I've learned not to care about what people are saying. Like, I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? And me telling my story on Netflix, if I tell you right now, my DMs, every second minute, there's somebody coming to me and saying, "Yo, dude, your story touched me. I went through something similar. Thank you for being who you are." Every second minute, there's someone saying that it was a breath of fresh air to watch someone that's not like everybody else, you know. Imagine if everybody on the show is shouting, we are all fighting, we are all backstabbing, we are all being conniving, you know. It just shows you that the human element is gone. If we are all, we're not trusting each other, we are not, I don't know how to explain it, but there has to be some light in amidst all the darkness, all that negativity. There has to be some hope of, it's okay, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to say sorry. It's okay to apologize. It's okay to be nice to each other. It's okay to... I understand it's drama, it's TV, it's reality TV and stuff, but I don't want to be that guy. I want to be who I am. I don't care what you say. You can call me soft or whatever, but there is someone out there who will appreciate my softness. There's someone out there who will be grateful that they have a father to a child who's soft, you know what I'm saying? There's someone out there that will appreciate the way I am, caring and loving and all of that. So... yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I could care less, guys. They don't pay my bills. They don't contribute a cent to my life. So you say whatever you want. They can call me soft. It's fine.
Yo.
Do you?
I think maybe how I would round it off from my end is just emotional intelligence.
Thank you.
Yes.
Also,
my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I sort of relate to a certain extent as well, because I mean, I had my time where, listen, I will jump across this table to get to you. Yeah. If I cannot put within my hands seconds. On you, I'm cutting you deep with my words.
Yeah.
But thank God for the people we are today, because you are safe. I'm joking.
We had a voice note here from a super fan, Louis.
Okay.
Good morning, besties. I hope you guys are well. Good morning, Louis. My shout out to Louise is, as a fellow person from the 066, I think as a people, I can be 100% sure that as a people, there's a lot of pride that comes with saying, no, Louise Mnana is from Rundu, brah. It's like, you know how people look on down to Rundu and, you know, Kavangos in general? And when you see, there's a pride that I'm like, guys, there's this guy in the young, famous and he's from Rundu, brah. So Louise, you're really doing amazing, regardless of all the difficult things of the back and forth of the criticism, dude, we proud of you.
Yeah,
me myself and my family, I speak on behalf of my family, but I think I speak on behalf of Rundu people, like people from Kavango. We proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Well done.
Shout out to RK. Thank you so much.
Shekwan has a grin on her face. Like, there's something she wants to say. She's itching to say. Oh, another. Why are you smiling? Like
that.
What did she see?
She's probably holding that one for the last conversation that we're going to have. 8:22 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Louis Manana in the studio. We will close off this conversation when we get back.
As more of the world links with Namibia, your business.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's a music by Joe Boy, Body and Soul, 8:28. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shekwan. This is where radio comes alive. We're having Louis Manana in the studio. Louis Manana, he says you can call him whatever it is that you need to call him, as long as he knows that you're referring to him, all right? We are live also on
you
Instagram.
You can call him Baby Daddy too.
Baby Daddy.
Louis, do you think you're a daddy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I guess you can't be soft and be a zaddy at the same time.
But it also depends
you
on...
You tell me.
So I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
And I definitely appreciate a man who's in tune with his feelings.
You don't
man
look it, though.
Thank you, darling.
Look
at you. And I got two kids, too. But I can't give you twins, honey. I'm not having no more kids. This one I have is enough. I definitely do appreciate a man who is really in tune with his feelings.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to linger on your heart and you not voice it to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I really want to do life with someone who's actually open and okay with being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm a different older hun.
Which is before we took a break, which is mm-hmm. what you said was so profound.
Yeah.
Hearing one man. From one man to another, to admit and say, listen, I can go to a very dark place.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
I don't want to.
And I choose
not to.
To be soft. I choose to be peaceful. I choose to be honest with what I feel. And then we take it from there. That's mind blowing stuff, man. That's mind. You got to get involved with hashtag Be Free, please. You know what I mean?
With the
One Economy Foundation, because that is powerful stuff.
Yeah, there's an event on Saturday.
And there's even an event on Saturday, by the way. We might as well just invite you, because Shekona and I will be involved with it.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
But that's a conversation dope. For off-air.
Yeah.
How did the GQ cover happen, and where did you shoot it?
Yo,
congratulations,
by the way. Wow, man.
Thank you.
He's like, your frequency is just high vibrational right now, and I'm here for it. Congrats.
So, for the longest time, I've always wanted to be on a GQ cover. I've wanted to do Men's Health. I wanted to do Calvin Klein. Those three were sort of like my main, like, because when I was modeling back in the days, I would buy those magazines like religiously, GQ, Men's Health, and I was a huge Calvin Klein fan. I'm like, I'm going to be an underwear model for Calvin Klein one day.
Wow.
And one day I'm going to be on the cover of GQ. One day I'm going to be on the cover of Men's Health. Mind you, this time I was still fresh out of Rundu in Windhoek. You know what I'm saying?
So
saying that to people, it's like, dude, you're crazy. Yeah. How are you going to be on the cover of GQ? That's never going to happen. So it was unthought of. I mean, just
picture the optics. You're coming from Rundu. You are in this Vinduk. You are in this Vinduk for the first time.
Yeah.
You're not famous. Nobody knows you. You haven't achieved.
How dare you?
Not a single article. So people are like, dude, you're crazy. You are never gonna get those covers. So to me, it just felt so real. Like, dude, this is actually happening. And the funny thing is, when it was happening, I didn't realize that it's happening. I just got called like by my PR people, like, dude, GQ wants you on the cover. So yeah. I was like, really? And then I was still processing. And then it happened, the shoot happened. I was still in, okay, maybe they won't like the photos, or maybe it, you know what I'm saying? Things just happen. It's only when they posted the cover and I was like, wow, this is really happening. And I told Ryan, I'm like, dude, we have to print out like a life-sized. We have to blow this out. We'll put one in the studio, one in the house, and just everywhere, because this is something to me, like, it's a dream come true.
You know.
So I was interviewed by the editor as well, and it's such a beautiful moment because we've never seen a Namibian on a cover. You know what I'm saying? On a GQ cover, this is the first time. So to me, that was a milestone, and I deliberately told the editor that, thank you for doing this. It's like, why are you thanking me? Like, we should be thanking you. And I'm like, no, thank you, because you don't realize what you did. It's the same thing I told Peace and Martin. Once the show dropped, and I gave them a call. Peace and Martin are the creators,
of
Young, Famous, and African.
All right.
I gave them a call. I'm like, do you guys understand that there isn't a single production out of Namibia on Netflix? I am the first Namibian on Netflix. I am the first Namibian on a Netflix series. Do you know what that means to Namibia as a country? Because now it's like, it's permission for us to say that, oh, I can also be there because Louis was there. So to me, it wasn't about me. It was about like, dude, you are carrying this whole country and you've just made it possible. And you've shown people that it's okay to dream. It's okay to feel like you are going to be on a global platform. Like, it's okay to think that you are going to get GQ. That's why my mind is now on Hollywood, to say that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I can dream of Hollywood. I know it's going to be possible. So it's okay. So, yeah.
Okay. So where exactly did you shoot it, though?
It was shot in Joburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was shot in Joburg. I flew down business class. So I flew down.
Oh boy!
It was nice. The treatment was amazing. It's like, you know me. Everybody on set, from the camera crew to like everybody that I work with, have to remind me that they're like, Louis, you are a star. You are a celebrity, because I do silly things like carrying my own bags. I do silly things like greeting everybody in the room.
Which is supposed to be done anyway.
But apparently people don't do that.
No, apparently superstars don't do that.
Superstars don't do that. It's all about, okay, what do you need? I do things like, okay, I'm going to get my own water. I'm opening my own doors. I do things like chatting to the driver. And the driver is like shocked. Like, yo, dude, why is he talking to me? So, and I'm like, don't people do that? That's a norm. So like, dude, you need to learn how to be a superstar. I'm like,
no,
it's
man.
This, yeah, I'm like, nah.
For me, I've never really gotten it, because I actually love superstars that I look up to, or actually admire, that are more human.
Yeah.
But regardless, how further do you... Okay, we mentioned Hollywood. That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, we see that there's an elevation that is going to be happening with the brand.
Yeah.
But what legacy, honestly, would you want to leave for the Namibian boy child?
It's basically... the idea of it's okay to dream, and you're just, in plain simple terms, it's possible. There are endless possibilities, and there's so much that I do that anyone can pick out of from different industries, you know what I'm saying? So to me, that is gonna be my legacy, my message, to say that, yo, first to do this, it's okay to dream. Like, who would have thought a black person would own a premium MCC in the country? That's unheard of, you know. Something that costs like multi-million dollars just to develop, and there's so much that goes into it, but it's possible, it's done, you know what I'm saying? So to me, that is powerful. To me, I'm not speaking to you, Windhoek people. I'm speaking to the child who's sitting in a small town. I'm speaking to that child who's sitting in a village thinking that what else is out there in life? Like, dude, it's possible. You know, we are all coming from small towns and we've excelled. It's possible to do that. And it's still okay to be true to yourself. It's okay to not lose yourself in all of this. It's okay to not try to be this character, because yourself is good enough.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being yourself? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put you on the spot, Luis.
Yeah.
We've been doing it the whole interview anyways.
Yeah.
would you want to do another show? Another season with the show. That's one. Number two, if you do decide to go back, and you have the opportunity to invite someone onto the show, who are you inviting?
Okay. So if I do decide to go back to season three, I would want to see. Oh, sorry. If I do decide to go back on the show, I would want to see us do something Namibian, you know, like something that's truly Namibian, culture-wise or tourist-wise, or just to sell Namibia more, because I am Namibian. I'm on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, I love South Africa. I love shooting in South Africa, but let's also consider Namibia, because that's where I'm from. So I want to show the world that the desert is not a bad thing. It's okay
you.
To be from.
Oh,
it's okay
God.
To come from the desert. You know what I'm saying? So secondly, I would want to. There are things that I want to address if I do go back, because I watched the show with everybody else. I didn't know that people were saying that about me. I didn't know that's how some people felt about me. I didn't know that's how things got misconstrued. I didn't know that's how information got passed out. So, so to me, it was quite shocking to see that, dude, we're just cool the other day. Like, we were laughing the other day. Now
Kanti,
I'm watching.
And this thing
this is what you're saying about me. You know what I'm saying? And it's very... I can count the number of times I had something bad to say about people, and it was only twice. And it wasn't like a bad thing. It was just like, she's, you know what I'm saying? So,
like, for instance, Fantella not being able to dance.
Yeah, like that's
my
it.
God.
And the girl cannot move.
Yeah, and plus,
she just can't move.
Yeah, so to me, that's now in my mind, that's me saying something bad about someone, but she said it herself as well. Like,
she can't dance.
So to me, that's like, that's the worst thing I said about someone on the show. But then watching, and people are like, it's like this, it's like that. That's why I was like, okay, you know. So I just want to clear the air with some of the cast base, like, dude, like, what is actually your problem? Like, where are we? Where do we stand? Let me know, like. If you want to fight, we can switch off the cameras. Let's fight. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe not that.
So, I don't know. Like, or like, what's up with what you said? Like, why did you say this to so-and-so?
Yeah.
Why did you say... Like, just make me understand. What is the psyche behind you going to try to say something to someone? Something that didn't happen. Like, and this happened, like, so many
continuously.
Times. Continuously.
But who will you invite, though?
Who I'll invite?
Yes.
I'll invite Maria.
Cause,
I feel like... Yeah, I'll invite Maria, because Maria is she's stylish, she's sexy, she's beautiful, she's loved, and I think she would do so well. Like, I see, when I look at Maria, I see Hollywood. I see like, she would kill them, you know what I'm saying? She would kill them in fashion, she would kill them in body, she would kill them in just the way she is, her personality. Like, now she don't play, like, she doesn't play, like, she would, like, I'll catch you outside. Like, let's go outside, or let's do it now. Like, she's, you know what I'm saying? So, I think if Namibia wants someone that is like that, then she'll be perfect for the show. Yeah.
So, I lost my train of thought here. But anyway, so Kali.
Yeah.
Kalistro.
Yeah.
You guys have worked together for a very long time. You both come from the same region.
Yeah.
What impact has it had on your career?
Okay. So, when I was starting out, when I first moved to Cape Town, I studied accounting. I have an accounting degree, by the way. So just to put it out there. So while I was pursuing my accounting degree, when I started modeling, and things started to sort of intensify. So I needed someone to just guide me through the processes, and someone to say that, okay, you should say this in the media, you should not say this, you should say that. So that's he's always played a big brother role in my life. Like, so he's one of the people that tell me when I'm doing something wrong. He's one of the people, like, he would not sugarcoat it. It's like, dude, this is wrong. Like, dude, you don't look good. Whereas some people would say things just to... People will tell you what you want to hear because they are scared to tell you the truth.
Basically,
because of
he's your
new
man.
Yeah, so he's like, it's like, no. So yeah, it's just that consistent person in my life, to, because, like, I know I can count on him. So, like, if I'm in Rundu and that man is in Windhoek, and I say, dude, come to Rundu, I need you, he'll come. You know what I'm saying? And it's vice versa. That's how it is. So, and I keep saying this, to me, it was very important to have a tribe, because my tribe literally kept me whole throughout these whole processes, through the ups and the downs and all of that.
We're going to close off our conversation right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to remind you of something that you used to say all the time in the beginning of your career. Because we've been around, my guy. Yeah. We've been around. You know this. Mr. Model with a qualification. You remember those old days?
Yeah, that was my hashtag. It was hashtag model with a qualification. You know why?
Yeah.
Because despite me having studied accounting and having an accounting degree, while I was modeling, that was my introduction into the media. That's how people knew me. So when I went into Big Brother, I was known as the model who's known in Namibia.
Yeah.
So people tried to reduce me to just a model. So I had to tell them that. So people have this thing of, okay, models are airheads, they are dumb, or they just have their looks to fall back on, and that's it. So I had to remind people that, listen, I have a qualification. I went to school like everybody else. I studied, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not this dumb person that you think you can just say whatever you want to or reduce to a thing. So I just felt the need to make it known that I am qualified, I have qualifications, and I can do so much more than just being a model, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's where the hashtag model with a qualification came from back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Louis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
You spent literally an hour and, 40 minutes with us this morning.
Mm.
You're going to go back to your red carpet.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to
your king chair. Guys, I'm the red carpet. Like, yeah. Fresh FM brought a red carpet for me. That's dope. Yeah.
Maybe one last bonus question. Maybe just parting words. Just parting words.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, do you still have the T-shirt?
I have the T-shirt.
You have the T-shirt.
I kept the T-shirt. I will do something with the T-shirt. So just wait and see what will happen to the T-shirt or with the T-shirt.
I can't believe this guy.
As much as you guys think. Why did you take the T-shirt? I took the T-shirt for a reason. I'm not stupid. I am not stupid. That's one thing I can tell you right now. People might look at me and think that this guy is dumb. He's an idiot for taking that T-shirt. I'm not stupid. Watch and see.
So wait, which means it. Season
exclusive.
Three.
Wait for it.
Exclusive.
I'm not stupid.
FM.
I can
he
just
reveals,
tell you that.
He doesn't know, but
he still hasn't said anything in Rukwangali.
Oh, yeah. You have to end up in Rukwangali.
Think...
you have to end up in Rukwangali. You have
don't
to...
let this smile fool you. I'm just saying that.
Louis, shout out to your people in Rukwangali, my guy.
Okay. What am I going to... What should I say, guys? What should I say? I'm going to shout out in Rukwangali. As I'm putting you on the spot.
Love you guys. I'm proud to be from your region. I'm going to represent y'all.
Stay cool, but don't freeze.
Yeah, don't
stay
freeze.
Stay cool.
Yeah.
Guys, my Kongari is rusty. Now you guys want to put
do
me on
it.
The spot.
You
were
there.
You
wasn't even
one.
Proud to speak that language on Netflix. And I'm like...
No, you guys are putting me on the spot.
No, you remind me, because my Damara is also rusty.
It's also rusty.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. My parents and my people look at me all the time like, this one is on the radio.
Yeah.
In Windhoek, but boy, shitty.
No, all I have to say is, Pandu Nene, you guys have been supporting me. No, it's fine, guys. It's fine.
Yeah?
It's okay.
Pandu Nene, thank you very, very much. Yeah.
Cool. I will send a voice note and then you guys can play that.
Not
like,
a problem.
A shout out. Yes. A shout out like, yo, guys, this is Lish Banana Fresh FM in Rukwangali.
Does it?
Yeah, yes.
You
yes,
can
yes,
just
yes.
do it now.
No, I need to get in my zone.
All right, cool. Louis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This was illuminating. I promise you that much. Shout out to everyone that was on Louis Live. Shout
the
out to...
Is on you now.
Oh, the camera's on me.
Yeah.
What's up, yeah? Hold on, let me look like a superstar, bro. You know what I mean? you got thousands of your followers, bro. What's up, yo? This is the illest radio presenter in Namibia. You know what I mean? Follow me. It's NSK hashtag GMTM. Camera to my co-host, I believe. Look at that beautiful one. Look at that. All of that.
Luis, thank you for your time. All the best with everything. Honestly, continue just being a great example.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, and she's looking for a rich husband also. Just
dude,
to follow
us. I'm gonna hook you up. You come, I mean? Let's talk after the
we'll
show.
We'll be talking estate helicopter.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it.
I might just let him know that I actually can, you know, give multiples. That maybe I'll give him a set of twins.
Oh wow!
Because you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So the genes are rich. Look at me pimping my own friend here. Oh, hold it up.
Yeah, right.
8:48. Stick around. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9. Fresh FM.
We checked out Tekla, brand new song, by the way. Very soulful stuff there from Tekla. She just, you know what, she's mm-hmm. just, on that song, she just flexed. She's like, yeah, you must know.
The vocals are here.
Are here, are still here. You must understand
that
I'm the OG of this thing. Julukwa, that's what that song is called. Mm. We also checked out the Waters with the Only You and now Bow Wow and Sierra with Like You. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's been an eventful morning, isn't it, Shaquan?
Yes, it has, man. I was very wholesome, actually.
Wholesome event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's check out a voice note here from Abuti Kells. Kells is responding to the conversation that we had earlier with Louis Monana about us declaring that Bonang stepping in this country.
Oh, shame.
I know. Without her apologizing to this country.
Mm.
No, it cannot happen.
Yeah.
Louis, la dai cherry kom. Ons gaan met raw eiers gooi op die stage. Laat sy kom, laat sy try, man.
Hy laat sy try.
Ons gaan met raw eiers gooi.
Okay, wait, man, Kels, wait, man. Look, we don't go to no violence in there. But, wait, I need to hear this again.
Yeah, me too.
NSK, Shaquan, Louis, laat die cherry kom. Ons gaan met raw eiers gooi op die stage. Laat sy kom, laat sy try, man.
Hy laat sy try, man.
Ons gaan met raw eiers gooi, chief.
Kels, we are still Namibian. We are classy people, okay?
Aye.
Unzalifa met ayer khoni mi brahman. But she must not come here without apologizing.
Yeah, but she must wait, man.
Aye,
man. She must try, man.
Thank you so much, girls. We also had views coming in here. Obviously, Sue, who's based in Germany, Namibian based in Sue. Her podcast, by the way, is up on our website.
Come on, her Namibian based in Sue.
Did I say in Sue? Oh, damn it. Based in Germany. Based in Germany.
Love it.
her comment reads, Bonang must never be booked in Namibia or I will show up myself.
Mm.
But you see also, Shaquan, here's the problem also now. Ekenjeos can sober slate. Sue can sober slate. Kels can sober slate. The ordinary man on the street can sober slate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have event organizers, Moss, who are chasing the cloud, Moss.
Yeah.
Who want to prove that they can bring her in.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But then,
like, I really want to see who dares to do that.
Yeah, but for me, that's a good one. But I'm not really sold on her actually getting booked anytime soon, because what it is there's a lot of really new talent and influencers, businesswomen, and all of these things that have taken up Bonang's space in South Africa. People don't recognize this. Mm. Why do you think, like, people are even booking Mihlali Ndamase, for example?
Mm.
Because her brand has elevated that much.
Mm.
But also, we cannot deny the force that B has, right?
Mm.
Like, she even has a new shoe line and stuff coming up with Steve Maiden.
Okay.
And our girls love Steve Maiden. So you just never know. Mm. But I would love to definitely be there and see how the crowd would react to her actually being here.
Yeah. No, she must apologize. As a matter of fact, if I see an event organizer that I know, I'll personally call this dude.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell him, bro, like, I see what you're doing. No hate on your business.
Yeah.
But she must apologize.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your movements around in Windhoek with Bonang is going to be very uncomfortable. I can promise you that much. That's one. Number two, Salmi has a shout out here for Louis. She says, shout out to our very Louis Monana. We are proud of you. No matter what people want to destroy you. Shout out from
Osi
Salmi. Beautiful stuff indeed.
I think we can actually, you know, just conclude with this conversation with the fact that Louis is so loved. Man, he's a man that, like he was saying, that he's manifested a lot of the things in his life to the point where he is right now, that he's going to go far and he's still going to keep carrying, you know, the Namibian flag and name and culture and everything about Namibia wherever he goes.
It's
super excited.
9:23, that conversation, if you missed it, I'm so sorry, but we got you. It will be up on our website pretty soon. And the footage, by the way, will also be out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. We had a whole thing, guys.
Red carpet.
For Louis. A whole throne for the man.
I so believe.
We had Champompon, Razul.
I mean, come on now.
We had Cool Cat, our videographer.
Yes.
It's just studio lights and Alice in the studio. It was a vibe.
It's above average.
Above average.
And I don't know how many times we need to tell you this.
Right?
For you to understand. Come on now.
Who's
going to do it better than us in this country?
No.
Don't get me started, man. It's quite rack, no, man. Just girls.
Don't get quiet. Don't get quiet. Because we're above. So it's fine.
Okay, sure.
On skin, Moss.
Yeah, on skin.
Let's try, man.
Come on. Let's try, man. Stick around when we get back. We could check in with someone that's cool at the office.
Are you?